Welcome to Oh Snap, a true crime podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Snap. In this podcast, I will be focusing on the life and memory of those whose lives were taken at the hands of history's most notorious murderers, as well as those lesser known to the public eye. My mission is to give the victims and their loved ones the respect they deserve. In this episode, I'll be discussing the Farmville murders. I didn't know that Farmville was a real place. I only knew of Farmville as the Facebook game my mom used to play when I was in high school. I'm sorry to anyone in Virginia for my ignorance. Mark Niederbrock was the father of 16-year-old Emma Niederbrock. Born in Illinois, Mark was an Eagle Scout and graduated from the University of Illinois with a major study of photography. He received a Master's of Divinity from Union Seminary in Richmond and was serving as a pastor of Walker's Presbyterian Church in Hicksburg, Virginia. He worked as a graphic designer before entering the ministry. He and his estranged wife, Deborah, had been divorced for 9 months. Dr. Deborah Kelly had been a professor of sociology and criminal justice studies at Longwood University since 1994. She started the Longwood's chapter of Lambda Alpha Epsilon, a criminal justice fraternity, and had students over for cookouts. She and her 16-year-old daughter, Emma, lived at the house in Farmville where the murders took place. According to a colleague, Deborah was disturbed by Emma's obsession with horrorcore and they were in counseling. Emma Niederbrock was the daughter of Deborah and Mark and the girlfriend of Richard McCroskey, the convicted murderer of today's episode. Since middle school, Emma was homeschooled and had an interest in the occult, macabre music, Backstreet Boys, and soccer. Emma and Richard met a year before the murders at a concert near San Diego. Our final victim was Emma's friend Melanie Wells, the 18-year-old daughter of Thomas G. Wells Jr. and Kathleen Wells of Inwood, West Virginia. Melanie and her family moved to West Virginia from Louisville, Kentucky just before Melanie was going to start high school. She had dropped out and was studying for her high school equivalency diploma at Musselman High School. Melanie had been staying with Emma and Deborah. A Facebook group simply named Melanie Wells says she was one of the most caring and free-spirited people you would meet. She loved music, friends, animals, and much more. She is said to have been a great friend and a partygoer who was always happy. Richard McCroskey was a graphic designer and troubled amateur horrorcore rapper who lived with his father and 21-year-old sister in Castro Valley, California. Richard and his sister were raised in Hayward before moving to Castro Valley with their rock guitarist father, who introduced Richard to ICP, Metallica, and Primus. Richard's sister recalled him as mild-mannered and a kind person who wouldn't fight back or defend himself against bullies who made fun of his weight and red hair. However, Richard's MySpace page featured his own written music, which contained violent lyrics dealing with subjects including mutilation, death, and the thrill of murder. Emma, her friend Melanie, and Emma's online boyfriend Richard went to a horrorcore concert in Michigan on September 12, 2009. I don't know about you, but I wasn't familiar with the term horrorcore, so I looked it up and Google's first suggestion was Insane Clown Posse, or ICP, who I do know of and I enjoy some of their songs. The concert the trio went to was, quote, strictly for the Wicked Festival, end quote. Deborah Kelly and Mark Niederbrock, Emma's parents, took them to the festival. Deborah took Emma, hoping to keep an eye on her. Prosecuting attorney James Enos said Richard's anger over his and Emma's relationship led to the killings. Richard was enraged by some text messages Emma sent while they were in Michigan for the concert. Even after they returned home to Virginia, Richard became increasingly upset because he thought he and Emma were exclusive and he didn't like how things were going in the relationship. 2 days after the concert, either in the late evening or early morning of September 15, 2009, Richard drank beer, smoked weed, and possibly took painkillers before attacking the three women while they slept. All during the short period around 3 a.m. September 15, 2009. It was said Richard first killed Melanie, who was asleep on a sofa in the first floor den, then Deborah in an upstairs bedroom, and finally Emma in her downstairs bedroom. He attacked each victim multiple times with a maul. It's believed no one woke as there were no defense wounds on any of the female victims. Around 5 p.m. September 15, 2009, Mark arrived at Deborah's home and Richard attacked him in the living room. Later, Richard moved the bodies of Mark and Melanie into Emma's room before attempting to clean the bloody den. At some point, Richard used a digital camera to record himself, indicating he knew he would pay for what he had done and contemplated suicide. Melanie's mother could not locate her daughter, and so she contacted the police, who found the murders at Deborah and Emma's home shortly after 3 p.m. on September 17, 2009. When police arrived at the home, Richard informed them that Melanie was at the movies with a friend, so the police left. Melanie's mother called again. However, this time when the police arrived, Richard had fled in Mark's 2000 Honda, and the police discovered the bodies of Mark, Deborah, Emma, and Melanie. Richard ended up wrecking the Honda, and a deputy who was unaware of the murders and had no reason to be suspicious had simply issued a summons for driving without a license and did not arrest Richard at this time. During this time, he made a call to confess the murders. Richard was caught at the Richmond International Airport on September 18, 2009, where he was found sleeping in the baggage claim area, waiting to fly back to California. Richard had no prior criminal record and was charged with first-degree murder, robbery, and grand larceny for stealing the car. Later, his charges were revised to 6 counts of capital murder and was held in Piedmont Regional Jail on suicide watch. Police took Richard's computer, house phones, and more than a dozen paper bags full of evidence from his home. Per Virginia criminal law, Richard was charged with 6 counts of capital murder. 2 days after being apprehended, Richard pled guilty to the 4 murders, and although he faced the death penalty, he was sentenced to life in prison. If you want to follow my social media, I will link my Facebook group, Instagram, and Twitter below, or you can email me at osnapatruecrimepodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, my loves, snap out of it.